Well, there's a lot we have to review. Let's look at why is the president doing this. We came together, Democrats, Republicans, House members, senators, and came up with a real negotiated idea here. It's something that we haven't seen in Washington for a little while. But it was when you negotiate and you come up with a compromise, it means we don't get everything we want. Democrats didn't, Republicans didn't, the president's not going to. But this is really how democracy should work, and I'm proud of that process. Right. You know, I mean, what the president's trying to do now, he needs to fulfill his bumper sticker of build the wall. And so he is declaring a national emergency in order to do that. It is, you know, let's look at what the real national emergency is. It's what Donald Trump is doing to our family farmers. It's this unnecessary trade war where we've got corn and soybeans that are having to sit there because we don't have the markets with Canada and Mexico and China because of this self-inflicted trade war. That's the real national emergency, if you want to ask me about it. Coming
Congressman, why support this deal then?
Well, I'm going to support
this
deal. I'm going to support the deal because we came together and we negotiated something that is a real deal. The president is adding on this national emergency now. We are a half an hour away from walking through the doors just on the other side of this camera to vote on a rule. And then about 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to vote on this deal. Can we stop the president? Who can stop the president? He's going to do this. It's unnecessary. It is basically President Trump throwing a hissy fit at the White House and saying this is now a national emergency because I didn't get everything I wanted in this deal.